This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm your moderator for this episode, Bill Snyder, and joining me today are Father Joseph Mary Wolf. He is the chaplain of EWTN, where he initially came to work in 1985 as an engineer. 2 years later, he became one of the founding members of the men's community, which Mother Angelica founded in 1987, the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word. The motto of the friars is, "The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back." They do so by utilizing the modern means of communication, reaching millions of souls throughout the world. Father Joseph was ordained to the priesthood in 1993 and often celebrates the daily televised Mass. He has produced a pro-life rosary, which airs on Saturdays, and a television series on the faith of farmers in his homeland of eastern Iowa, entitled Faith in the Heartland. He also hosts an ongoing EWTN television series on lay movements in the church entitled The Church Universal. In addition, we have the pastor of St. Raphael the Archangel Catholic Church joining us, Father John Jamnicki. So thank you both for being here. And we're going today to be talking about the upcoming mission that Father Joseph Mary is going to preach at St. Raphael. So welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us here on WSFI Spotlight.
Thank you, Bill. So glad to be with you and with Father Joseph Mary and with Angela Tomlinson here, who is our general manager of WSFI Radio FM 88.5 in Antioch, Illinois, of which job I also share as a spiritual director of our radio station that you're listening to this evening. And I'm so glad to be with you, Father Joseph Mary. St. Raphael the Archangel Catholic Church in Old Mill Creek, Illinois, which is right along the border with the state of Wisconsin, has been, well, in existence just about 9 years now. And we have been having a Lenten mission for every year that we have been in existence. And we have had wonderful, wonderful missions because it's a time of the year that we're supposed to be renewing, reflecting, doing penance, changing our lives in order to prepare ourselves to draw so much nearer to Christ through the celebration of the Paschal Mystery, which is the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus that we are preparing for at Easter. So this is why we have this mission. It's a great renewal in our faith and a great revitalization of our faith, why we've done the mission. And I was so impressed when I went down to Hanceville, Alabama, to the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, that I had the opportunity to meet Father Joseph Mary, who was the chaplain down there to the sisters, and have had heard several presentations from you, Father Joseph Mary, and I said, there is no one better that I think we could get out here in our area, in our region, to give a Lenten mission this year, which will be the ninth one at St. Raphael the Archangel, and will be my last Lenten mission as pastor of St. Raphael the Archangel. I'm going to be retiring this coming June, and I really wanted to have you here because you have so much to offer, not only your deep faith and conviction, not only your experience as a teacher and your experience as a proclaimer of the Word of God, so nationally and internationally as you do, but you come out of the Midwest background here. You're a Midwesterner, just like the rest of us that are going to be listening to you at the mission and to hear. And I think you can really relate and share with us the true teachings of the faith. So we're so glad to have you for the mission that's going to be on Monday, February 29th, on Tuesday, March 1st, and on Wednesday, March 2nd, here at St. Raphael the Archangel in Old Mill Creek, Illinois. So I understand you shared with me you're going to talk about why we believe, why hope, and why love. Those are very important things. I think those are the three main tenets of the faith, faith, hope, and charity. We'll be looking forward to seeing what you got to share with us about that.
Well, thank you, Father Jamnicki. It's a pleasure to be able to give the mission there in the Midwest. I'm an Iowa farm boy, grew up on a dairy farm, so I feel right at home with Midwesterners and enjoyed it when you came down to visit us at the shrine there in Hanceville. So those three topics I thought are really the key questions of today for so many people. Why believe? We live in a modern atheism where many are denying the faith or leaving the faith. And so what I hope to do is to talk about the reasons for our belief. Often the media presents there's like a conflict between faith and science, or faith and belief and what science has to teach us. But nothing could be further from the truth, because they both actually lead us to the truth about reality, the truth about God, the truth about ourselves. So I would like to show how that's the case, that faith and science work together. In fact, the scientific method actually grew out of the Catholic understanding that there's an order to this universe that we can discover that God has put in it. So I'll be talking somewhat about the proofs for the existence of God, nothing really highly theoretical or kind of out there, but with lots of examples and stories like I like to use.
I'll be honest with you, my own feeling about the world we live in today, I'm getting to be kind of an old guy myself, and I think many times that it's the crux of what we are lacking in all of our lives and in the world that we're in today. I really don't think that many people have much faith. I always define it myself as a relationship with God, really, is what faith is. And it seems like relationships are suffering throughout our world and our society, and therefore also people's relationship with God is really suffering. Some have no relationship, some have very little, and some have better one, and some have great one. But I say overall, I think it's a really serious, serious kind of thing. And I think without faith, you can't have hope, and you really can't have love if you don't have that kind of relationship. And I even find that sometimes in our church, I think some of the leadership and some of the people that are coming to church all the time don't have a lot of faith. And our new Pope, Pope Francis, I think is definitely one of the greatest examples of someone who has faith that I've seen in a long time. And I hope it will be an inspiration for all of us. Just dealing with change and challenges.
Yes.
The only way you can do that, deal with change and challenges, is faith in God. And I think that's such an example for us of the Pope as he presents so many things to us. I don't know, what's your thought about that as you are preparing for this mission? And it really is something that I think all of us are going to have to reflect on.
I'm an engineer, as was mentioned in the introduction, by trade, and I came to work for Mother Angelica in 1985 as an engineer. So I'm not going to give my life to something that's not true. And I had to have proofs for God's existence, for believing in Jesus as the Son of God, has risen from the dead, and believing in the Catholic Church. And I became convinced of the proofs of these things, which I hope to relate in some way. And I think that shores up a people's faith, that we do need to know these reasons behind our believing, that it's not just some pie in the sky hope. We wish it was true, so we want it to be true, but it's based in archaeological evidence, historical evidence that confirms it, as well as the proofs of our faith, like the miracles that have always accompanied our faith, and many other things that I would like to relate. And like you said, without faith, we have a hard time having hope in this world, because then we don't really see that life has any meaning. And so the second night will be why hope. And I'll be especially speaking about the reality of suffering in our lives. Everybody suffers. For some, it's a meaningless thing that has to be escaped from, and God forbid, even through euthanasia, somehow to escape from it. But we can find meaning in our suffering because Jesus suffered, and his suffering was not meaningless. And we can even find joy in our suffering. And then the last night, I will be talking about why love, especially highlighting the Jubilee Year of Mercy that Pope Francis has called us to, and the treasure of our faith, where we really encounter love in the deepest way, which is in the Holy Eucharist.
Father, I think these are things that are so vital for a good relationship with God. And I know this will only inspire us and direct us. That third night, when you talk about love, We're going to conclude that evening on March 2nd, probably at about 8:15 or so. We will have a whole group of priests, probably seven priests will be there to hear confessions. So it'll be a great opportunity for all those attending the mission and anyone else from the area that would like to come by and make their Lenten confession, receive the Sacrament of Reconciliation. That'll also be able to be available and take place that evening. There is probably no greater act of love in any of our lives than to seek reconciliation and to renew and deepen a relationship with someone, especially the Lord, through this special sacrament. So that will be definitely available to us.
You're listening to an episode of WSFI Spotlight here on WSFI Catholic Radio, the voice of Father Joseph Mary Wolfe and also Father John Jamnicki, talking about the upcoming mission at St. Raphael the Archangel Catholic Church. We are going to have to take a short break here on WSFI Spotlight. We'll be right back with more from both of them, so stay tuned.
Bishop George Rassus speaking. I live in Libertyville, Illinois, in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Jesus and the apostles had the spoken word one-on-one, and yet through radio and the magic of electronic media, we can reach all kinds of people instantly. And so the message is as important or more important than ever in our world today, and I hope that many of us will listen and learn and come close to the Lord each and every day. God bless you.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Hello, I'm Joe Scheidler, host of Pro-Life Today on WSFI Catholic Radio 88.5 FM. It's a half-hour conversation with leaders in the pro-life movement committed to protecting the most vulnerable among us. That's every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Or listen anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIradio.org for more information. That's Pro-Life Today, every Monday at 3:30 p.m. only on WSFI Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Wes Riccio from the Holy Family Catholic Bookstore, wishing the fullness of God's blessings upon all those who will soon be receiving a sacrament for the first time. If you have a child, grandchild, or godchild being baptized, receiving their first Holy Communion, or being confirmed, remember that Holy Family has the area's largest selection of gifts, accessories, and supplies to make their special day more memorable. The Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information, including a virtual tour, is available on Facebook.
Welcome back to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. We're talking with Father Joseph Mary Wolfe and also Father John Jamnicki, and they're talking about their upcoming mission at St. Raphael the Archangel Catholic Church, the Lenten mission that will be on the 29th, the 1st, and the 2nd of March. So very, very excited to have both of them here talking with us. So Father, I'll let you continue doing a wonderful job here hosting this episode.
Thank you so much, Bill, and I really feel very honored and privileged to have this opportunity to talk with Father Joseph Mary and for all of us here in our listening area to WSFI 88.5 FM Antioch, Illinois, to have this opportunity to listen to Father Joseph Mary as we prepare for this upcoming Lenten mission over at St. Raphael the Archangel Catholic Church in Old Mill Creek, Illinois. I find it so intriguing that a layman, a farmer from Iowa, would have wound up in the deep south from a very Catholic area originally of Dubuque, Iowa, which is great presence of the Catholic Church originally, and wound up in the center of the Protestant kind of movement in the south. And as a layman, wound up being ordained a priest a little later on in life, and then has been a true prophet and proclaimer of the gospel using all this modern media. How did that ever happen? How did you wind up coming from Iowa and going down to Alabama and being someone who has become a national kind of personality for proclaiming the word of God?
Well, I had worked for General Electric Medical Systems installing CAT scanners, and Findlay Hospital in Dubuque ordered one, and so I moved to Dubuque and came across something I had never seen before, this nun on television, Mother Angelica. And I was wanting to grow in my spiritual life, and it was just feeding this deep hunger I had to grow in my spiritual life. And at that time, it was only on the air 4 hours a night, and they had lots of technical problems. And so one night I was watching, and they just dropped off the air, and then they came back on, and Mother said, "As you can tell, we need an engineer. So if you're an engineer and you want to come help us, come down and help us." And that was my call to come to Alabama.
Wow, wow. Isn't that something? And you just happened to be watching in Dubuque, right?
Yes, and I was having a sense that I was supposed to follow the Lord in some way, that I might have a priestly vocation or religious vocation. And I thought spending a year of volunteer work would be a good way to sort that out if indeed I did have a vocation to religious life or the priesthood. And 1 year turned into 2 years working for engineering from 85 to 87. At that time, there were only 20 employees. We now have well over 400. And so it was just a little mom and pop operation. And then in 1987, Mother began our community. And that was also the year that EWTN started to broadcast 24 hours a day. And we covered Pope John Paul II's visit in 1987 across the southern United States. And that really opened a lot of doors for EWTN when that happened.
How did you wind up being a priest?
And let me tell you one just Mother Angelica's story first before I talk how I became a priest. And when I first came to interview, I walked into the print shop. And in those early days, the sisters had to do everything from accounting to answering live show telephones to any of the daily needs of the network. And I walked into the print shop and they had two signs in there. The one said, "We don't know what we're doing, but we're getting good at it."
All right.
And the other said, "Unless you're willing to do the ridiculous, God will not do the miraculous."
All right.
and the just the simple faith of Mother and of the sisters, you just loved it. Just mm-hmm. to see that kind of simple faith that sure. God would provide. We're going for, we don't know much about television and we're still learning along the way, but we're going to go and step forward with faith. And God provided all of these years. The sisters had a saying in the early days, "Just in time, just mm-hmm. in time." You know, the bills sure, would be sure. paid just in time. But so I intended really to be an engineering brother when Mother started our Franciscan community. But our superior at the time, he said, "No, you have a," he sensed I had a vocation to the priesthood. So I began studies for the priesthood mm-hmm. and actually got to spend a couple of years in Rome where Mother was starting the shortwave radio network. And we did a lot of program recording there in Rome, and I studied theology at the same time. So that was a wonderful experience.
As you're saying there, the first night at your presentation is going to be why believe. In other words, why faith? Why is faith so important? Mother Angelica and the sisters, what they had going for them when they went down there, they had a vision and they had faith. And I've said that over and over again as we established our new parish up here in Old Mill Creek, Illinois at St. Raphael's. That's the only thing I had going for me as a pastor was vision and faith. Mm-hmm. Nothing else seemed to make sense. The minute we got started in this new parish, the economy crashed. We opened the parish, the new church and parish in 2007. The economy crashed in 2008. No more development. Everything stopped. Faith. That's the only thing that keeps you going on, and that's the only reason there was continued growth and the like, and it was the same for us. It's the same for Mother Angelica and everything that she really built. Without that faith, none of this would have been accomplished, and without that faith, I guess you wouldn't have been a priest down there either. And with her community, it's just so vital and so significant, that precious gift, that true living, active faith in our lives is what moves us ahead and motivates us and gets us to the goal that we're seeking. So it's so important, and I think it's been tantamount with the whole EWTN experience and mm-hmm. the whole Mother Angelica experience that you're sharing with us.
Just yeah, I'd have to say that I'm very inspired by your own story, Father Jemnicki, how You wanted to take the beautiful elements of those other churches and incorporate them into the new parish, and I'm glad that EWTN was able to highlight your faith and the faith of your parishioners to bring that to become a reality.
Just like Mother Angelica and all of you at EWTN, it's never been done before. What was done there in Alabama had never been done before either, as far as Catholic broadcasting. Others had talked about it. Others had said, but they said, it's impossible. We can't do it. The same thing with this new church and new parish that we started up here. It was like, it's impossible. You can't move a whole church that was built 100 years ago. It just doesn't make sense. It won't work. It was only faith that made all these things possible that seemed to be impossible. And when they're saying somewhere, nothing is impossible with
that's
God.
Right, you know, that's right.
And that one's faith can move mountains. It's true. You just have to know that that's true in order to continue to move ahead. And I know that through this mission, we'll learn that all the more.
And I think one of the legacies of Mother Angelica will be trusting in divine providence.
Mm-hmm.
If we are striving to do God's will in our lives, then he's going to provide for it. And Mother Angelica, she never had like months in advance monies in the bank mm-hmm. to kind of cover bills. But she said, well, as long as we're faithful to God and we're trying to do his will, then as long as he wants this to exist, he'll provide for it. So it keeps us honest that we always have to be faithful to him.
I learned that once when I was a seminarian, I went and spent a summer in the mid-60s with the Glen Mary Home Mission Fathers in southeastern rural Georgia. They always worked in the areas where the Catholic Church really wasn't present. That's how they would establish parishes and the like. And I know the pastor I was with down there at that time as a seminarian, it was like they had no money, nothing to work. But he said somehow, no matter what kinds of emergency came up or what kind of need that they had, somehow the resources always came in when they absolutely needed them. They just didn't have them in advance. And I have taken that always as a sign that God will continue to be there and guide and strengthen us. And I found that the same way with my own ministry up here and even building a new church and establishing. Somehow the Lord continues to provide for what he wants for, and he helps you along as he did with EWTN. And that I learned, I think, back in 1965 from the Glen Mary Home Mission Father. God will provide for what he wants for his people. Yeah, very important.
Yeah, and sometimes our stomachs don't know we have faith, like Mother Angelica mm-hmm. said, that we have. For her, it was one foot in the air and one on the ground and a queasy feeling in your stomach.
Yep.
So, but we keep going forward because our trust is even deeper than our fear.
Yes.
Or our anxiety.
And you know, this the same kind of challenge and courage is out there right now for all of us here at WSFI. 88.5 FM radio, Antioch, the same kind of faith, because this is brand new, not even 2 years old, our radio station, and we deal with all these same kinds of struggles, but all those involved here have great faith and a great vision that somehow we can be able to touch the lives, that God's Word can touch the lives of this 1.2 million people in our listening area here in southeastern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. We wouldn't be on the air right now if it wasn't for the great faith that all of us have in that. So it's so vital in all of our lives, in all that we do, faith. Faith is just key, and I'm so glad that you decided on the theme of this Lenten mission to be the key point being that of faith.
And that's been inspiring too, especially the most recent years. We've just seen a tremendous growth in the number of affiliate AM and FM stations. We now have over 500 around the world, predominantly in the United States, but it's the faith of people like Bill and Angela and all of you that have helped to get that radio station started. I'm going to be going to visit a station that started in Dubuque a year ago. And I was there for the launch, and I'm going to be there for the first anniversary. And then I'm going to surprise my Mother Angelica, whose birthday is the next day. I mean, my mother, Rose, whose birthday is the next day, March 4th.
That's wonderful. We are truly family on all the dimensions that we are, and it's so important that we do come together regularly as family, like with you and your mother and with all of these brothers and sisters that are in the broadcasting world, and for all of these people of the Midwest that are going to hear your message here at our Lenten mission this year. So that's great. Angela, who's here with me, you got any questions or things you would like to ask Father Joseph Mary that you think our listening audience here at WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, Antioch, Illinois, would like to hear?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I was thinking about the concept of going to a mission, and I was wondering, people go to missions for different reasons, but I'm betting that there's some people in our listening area that have never been to a mission and don't really understand why it is they should go. Maybe you could just share with us why we even have missions to begin with and what they can expect to get, what fruits they can have after attending those 3 days.
Mm-hmm. We always need something a little bit out of the ordinary, right? And so that's why these parish missions often happen in Lent. It's something special where there's a special focus, a special theme, and you have, like, we're going to have a special Mass. And within the context of that Mass, I'll be preaching a little bit longer on these different topics that I already mentioned. So it's a grace-filled time. When you have a mission, there's actually a plenary indulgence attached to that that can be granted at the end of the mission for those who make a mission. So it is a special grace-filled time for all who attend. God gives special graces and insights and inspirations and strength to help them to grow in their spiritual life. And as Father mentioned, the final day, I'll be talking about divine mercy and why love, and that'll be the perfect night for us to have confessions available for all who would like to come.
So a complete fresh start in life. I'll be there, Father. You can count on that, because I think we all need new beginnings in our lives, and it sounds like this is a chance for us to get away and rest a while and relook at things.
And Father, just a little postscript on the whole matter. St. Raphael's happens to be one of the churches especially designated in the Archdiocese of Chicago this year that has a holy door for the Jubilee Year of Mercy. And so besides the plenary indulgence available through attending the mission, there is the plenary indulgence available by visiting the holy door for the Jubilee Year and fulfilling all of the requirements. So it's kind of a double whammy. It's a great to come to the mission and also to go through the holy door, the Jubilee Door of Mercy that's designated for this year.
The graces will be overflowing in abundance. So, and really, you do sense that too, that God works in powerful ways. I had people come up to me after I preach sometimes and they say, Father, when you said this or that, it just really touched me. And I think to myself, I didn't say that. It was something that the Holy Spirit, I guess, spoke in their own hearts, that particular thing they needed to hear.
I want to ask you before we wrap up, both of you, for your priestly blessings on our audience.
Please, Father Joseph Mary, go right ahead and you lead the blessing. I'll extend my hands and blessings along with you for our whole radio listening audience.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. Let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord give you peace. And may Almighty God bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, this has been an episode of WSFI Spotlight. For all of us here at WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.
Looking at term life insurance? Consider life insurance from Catholic Financial Life and see how we put Catholic values in action. To learn more, call Matt Tomlinson at 847-548-MATT. 847-548-6288.
Father John A. Jimnicki, the spiritual advisor for WSFI Radio. I've been involved with this from day one. It's a great opportunity to preach the good news to 500,000 people in an area that just hasn't gotten the message over the airwaves. And we're really looking forward to share the faith for each one of us to come closer and closer to God because of what Catholic Radio will bring to our area.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio
is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.